This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You know, ABC TV canceled this series, Marcus Welby, M.D., back in the 1970s, at about the same time the folksy neighborhood doctor who makes house calls. What an absurd idea, right? About the time the doctor, as warm, trusting health friend, was on its way out. But the yearly checkup with an internist, or more rarely a family primary care physician, has stayed with us in America, partly because insurance plans typically cover the yearly checkup. But is it medically necessary? It sure makes our friend Doug feel better.
My name is Doug. I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. And since I turned 50 only 1 year ago, I am getting a physical every other year. My doctor didn't prescribe that. He told me to come back at 5. But I've got things that run in my family, and I want to catch something early if there's something to be caught.
Hey, Doug, you don't look a day over 45. But here's another view. The yearly checkup may be a false boost for the mind that does little for the body. Dr. Gilbert Welch is a general internist at the White River Junction, Vermont Veterans Administration Hospital and a professor of medicine at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. He's the author of Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. Dr. Welch, welcome.
Thanks for having me, John.
So a yearly checkup, not necessary. Give me your argument and what you would do as an alternative.
Well, I think the first thing to know is there's just not a lot of science on the usefulness of the annual checkup. And what science there is suggests it doesn't help people. And the thing that I think everybody should understand is it's not clear exactly what an annual checkup should be or what really happens in it. And the place where I have a problem, and I think a lot of doctors have a problem, is when you have this vision of an annual checkup where we really look hard to see if we can find something wrong, something we don't know about. And that's sort of an exhaustive search for abnormalities, usually with a series of tests. And the problem with that approach is we're learning that we all harbor abnormalities, and our diagnostic technologies increasingly are able to find them. And I fear this kind of checkup can literally make people sick, can turn well people into sick people.
Is that
now,
true?
Now, there is an alternative.
Yeah, well, before you get to the alternative, is that also true with the big sort of really sophisticated diagnostic tests that are becoming more popular?
Yes, this is particularly true. The more we test with particularly cross-sectional imaging, but just doing cardiograms for no purpose, doing chest x-rays for no purpose, causes the same problem.
All right, your alternative then.
Well, the alternative, and again, this is not for everybody. I think it's true as people age, they ought to have a connection with a physician. Whether that connection needs to be every year or every other year or every 5 years, just as your caller, I guess, was going every other year. But it's less of a checkup, but more of a check-in. And this is a vision where you really actually talk to your doctor. It's more about your doctor learning who you are, what's bothering you, what's going on with your life. That's real important to your health, you know, your marriage, your children, your job, your parents. And a discussion, so he or she knows your family, knows the things that are likely to be a problem for you, something about your family history, does some simple tests like weight and blood pressure, and has a discussion with you about things that matter to you and how you want to approach, whether you want to be screened for certain diseases or not, have you understand the ups and downs of that kind of screening. That's a very reasonable thing. The check-in should be an exploration and something that's sharing between a physician and a patient, not a concerted effort to look for things that are wrong.
You know, it makes sense that a blood test probably doesn't tell you as much as if I were to mention that I just bought a mountain bike and that my wife is not speaking to me. Dr. Welch, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
My wife is actually speaking to me, though. Dr. Gil Welch is general internist at the White River Junction, Vermont Veterans Administration Hospital, also a professor of medicine at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. He's the author of Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. We'd love to know what you think about the annual checkup. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.